I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tony Abbott's had an awful couple of weeks. He's had people kicking the hell out of him for saying that he can't sell his message, and there hasn't been leadership. There hasn't been one shining light for Tony Abbott over the last couple of weeks. And yesterday seemed to be a disgusting cherry sitting on the top of that cake when he appointed Prince Philip an Australian knight. I'm flat out finding a person who supports this, it feels like Tony Abbott's got himself in a spiral that he's going to have a hell of a time getting out of. Peter Reith, former Howard government minister, is on the line, who is brilliant when it comes to reading the weather vane of Liberal voters, and he joins me. Hi, Peter.
G'day, Justin.
What do you make of it? I'll just let you get it out. What did you think of that decision?
You reckon it's time I got it off my chest?
Yeah, you just lie back and relax. Think of England and say whatever you like.
Well, I must admit, I was pretty gobsmacked yesterday. I mean, I've been thinking to myself, gee, I wonder what he's going to do this time. I mean, look, he hasn't done himself any favours. It's just not, it's not good. And look, in some ways, obviously, Prince Philip, he couldn't give a damn either way, let's face it.
Well, it makes it worse, doesn't it? We've made someone a knight who could really care less one way or the other.
He's got a sense of humour. I've got a feeling he'll have a chuckle about all this. but he didn't have any choice, did he? Let's face it. I mean, he couldn't have said no.
Dragged kicking and screaming into his knighthood.
that wasn't going to happen. I don't know why Angus took it on. I mean, yesterday Angus was saying, just call me Angus. Well, Angus, if you just want to be Angus, do you want to be Sir Angus?
Yes.
I mean, seriously, I think, next time round, and Tony will do this again, all other things being equal, and I think people are going to say no. In fact, I'd like to know if anybody did say no.
Oh, gee, that's a clever point.
You should lodge an FOI and ask.
Oh, I think that is an excellent idea. Thank you very much, Peter. Make sure I'll credit it to you when it comes out and it brings down the Abbott government.
But it is. It's not entirely just a 2-day wonder sort of thing because. In our political system, the Prime Minister is obviously first among equals, but I don't think, Prime Ministers really should have, and quite frankly, I don't think in the past generally have had much. I mean, I think Kevin Rudd sort of pushed up this captain's cool type attitude quite a bit, and so did Julia. But apart from those two examples and Tony, I mean, my experience is that that's been, really very much the exception rather than the anything else. And the reason for that is that cabinet is it's a collegiate arrangement, and prime ministers at their peril, take decisions without proper discussion with their colleagues. Doesn't have to be all of them, but in this occasion there's no discussion at all. And unfortunately there have been too many of these unilateral decisions. So, Tony went along on this it got knocked off in the end, but the local government referendum, the coalition would never have voted for that.
Yeah.
And he put that up. He's basically done the same with paid parental leave. He really made them go along with that, and a lot of them don't agree to that. A lot of people are not happy about being told that, we're all for an Indigenous constitutional reform, but they're not happy because they haven't seen the words, and the words are everything in the Constitution. So that's another one that Tony's pushed through. So, that is why it's, more than just just the one issue.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a question of how do you run the country, and people don't really appreciate that.
If you were his chief of staff and you knew that, that this was coming up, this announcement, and you know the sort of couple of weeks that he'd had, would you try and talk him out of it? What would you say to him?
Well, look, I'm not a critic of the current chief of staff. In my view, if Peter Credlin is saying something I'm not saying to Tony, I mean, in the end, you know, the buck stops with him, basically. It's about him. It's not about her.
Yeah, I agree. There's been way too much made about her role. Way too much.
Well, if whatever power she's got, she's only got it because of, you know, what the Prime Minister gives her. So put that to one side. I don't have any doubt that if he'd spoken to, you know, four or five of his senior people, every last one of them would have said it's a crazy idea. So, and he hasn't had the benefit of that opinion, and I'm afraid, well, one of the MPs said to me today, look, the only reason he didn't talk to anybody is because he knew none of them would agree with him. And that's not really a good enough answer, quite frankly.
Well, can you then explain to me what is going on? I mean, if I was a dyed-in-the-wool Liberal voter or part of the party, I'd be thinking, did he fall down and hit his head? Something has changed. There's something very strange about the decisions that are being made, the way things are being sold, and what people have been allowed to get away with.
Well, the trouble is I'm not sure that it is all that new. I mean, I think some of these issues, you know, these big policy issues, they've been unilaterally made, you know, well before the Abbott government got into office. And, you know, Tony, in the last few, you know, week or so, has been talking to the backbenchers saying, oh, you know, I'm going to listen more. Well, I'm afraid what he said to them and what he's done are two different things, and that's, you know, that is a big bit of a question mark. So that's all I can say, really. I don't know what's going to happen now. I don't think anything's going to happen overnight, obviously.
Is he in trouble?
Well, it hasn't done him any good, and, you know, prime ministers, they need to have political capital. Well, and anybody in politics, you know, they need to gather up their political capital as they go along, and sometimes you have a few ups and a few downs, but, you know, over time people are pretty sensible. The average Aussie's not quite the mug that some people would have you believe. They watch it, they keep an eye on it, they don't get too close to it sometimes, but they get a feel for where things are going, and there's a cumulative aspect to this.
Can I ask you, Peter, who are you suggesting treating the average Aussie like a mug? Is it the media or is it the Prime Minister himself?
Well, put it this way, all I'm saying is that people are not mugs in the sense, I'm not saying he's calling anybody being called a mug, I'm just saying they're not mugs.
Yeah, no, fair enough, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying is you can't, you know, you need to understand that the public do listen to what's being said, they do have views about it, and it's part of the job of a prime minister or a politician, a local politician or whoever, you know, to at least be, you know, up with what people are thinking on issues. John Howard was great like that. You know, John, you go to a function with John, I've done this hundreds of times, and he'd literally go from one person to the next, you know, sort of trying to garner up, you know, what is public opinion. And that's a very important thing for a politician to do. So they just know that they're, you know, they've got the finger on the pulse of what's happening and what people are thinking.
So, honest answer here, do you think he's going to survive it? Because they're looking at this from everything that you have said, from everything that we have all seen, from comments to people like Laurie Oakes and even his own backbenchers, there's a real chance that he won't survive this.
Look, I'm not up for exaggeration. I didn't like it when he put this thing up last time. I still don't like it. I think the Australian public don't like it. And they don't like the way in which it's been, you know, they've gone about it, or Tony's gone about it. I don't want to exaggerate it, but I do think that it's you know, it's on the list, on people's list of things that, you know, they're thinking about when it comes to when they're thinking about Tony. And that's, you know, that's sort of it's a distraction to the reality that they've done some pretty good things that I support and I think which are very important for the country. And, you know, I go back to very basic things, but I mean,
Those things are hidden, and those things are not going to get him to through the next election. That's what the backbenchers will be thinking.
Well,
anything that you just mentioned that has been good is all going to either be washed away or not recognised.
Well, only time will tell on that. I mean, you know, in fairness, and putting some balance to this, I mean, the big things that Tony said he'd do for the last election were fix the boats, the carbon tax, infrastructure, and the mining tax. He's done all four out of four, basically.
Yeah.
And I think people will say, yeah, well, that's not bad for a newbie prime minister.
Yeah.
Seriously. And, you know, I go back to...
But with respect, Peter, every prime minister has a list like that that they can rattle off to say, oh, we did boop and we did boop and we did that and I said I was going to do this. I've got that. I'm not mocking you, but every prime minister can pull out that list. It's what they do in the lead up to their very first election. They make sure that they've got a list that they can refer to. This is bigger than that, though, isn't it?
Well, look, I don't like what happened. I don't mind saying that. But I do say it's very easy to get carried away with the issue of the moment. And the only